on the program, Cinda Bruce. She is the director of transit. Good morning.
Good morning, Casey.
Also, Fred Collazo. He is the operations supervisor of our transit department.
Good morning, Casey.
And good morning to you, too, sir. Thank you for being on the program. Let's talk about transit today. How are you two doing?
Just fine.
Doing good.
I'm very pleased that you came on the program. I know you're busy, busy. Maybe we could just start. Sometimes I tend to do backgrounds on guests, and what I would like to do first is just do a quick overview of transit services. We have a palette of services for folks. Can we maybe list through the types of services we provide?
Sure. I'll start with the inner city, inter-community services.
Mm-hmm.
Buses that run from Yas to Newport 6 days a week. Buses that run from Newport to Rose Lodge through Lincoln City 7 days a week. Two buses that run from Siletz through Toledo to Newport 6 days a week.
Those routes operate 4 round trips daily, with the exception of the Lincoln City, which has an added route for a total of 5 routes.
And we call those the inner city routes.
Right.
So we also have loops as well.
In the cities of Newport and Lincoln City, yes, we do.
And what other services, in addition to those, can folks rely on from you?
In Newport and Lincoln City, we have a paratransit service called Dial-A-Ride. That's a demand response. You call our office, and we schedule rides for you within the city of Newport and in the city of Lincoln City only. And we have a service that runs from Newport City Hall to Albany Amtrak that we have recently enhanced. We've had it 2 days a week, and now it's Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And there are 4 round trips on those days.
And that should get you outside of the county, basically.
Yes, it does.
We were at a joint session, Cinda. You had come down with the city of Yahats, you know, talking about connecting other counties to counties. And that's a process that's evolving, isn't it?
It certainly is. About a year and a half ago, we were awarded a USDOE, which is a Department of Energy grant. It was a national solicitation for grant proposals, and there were 20 awarded grants throughout the nation, so we were very fortunate. Most of the grants went for retrofitting buildings and those types of projects. Our project was the only public transit project that was selected, so we have something to prove here. What we are doing is there are 5 counties. We're called the North by Northwest Connector. We're just getting started. It consists of Benton County, Lincoln County, Tillamook County, Clatsop County, and Columbia County. We've been working very closely together for, like I said, about a year and a half. Some of our services have just began a soft start. That includes the Amtrak and medical services to Benton County. We've increased Saturday and Sunday. Come June of 2012, we're expecting to completely roll the service out at 7 days a week, 4 round trips daily between the two counties. We're also connecting with Tillamook County 7 days a week. We were connecting at Otis and at Neskowin. What we've decided to do to make ease of passenger use of the system is to connect at Safeway in Lincoln City. This gives the passengers a warm place to wait for the bus, and they can go inside, and there's restrooms, and they can get coffee. So we look at it as a real improvement for those folks coming back and forth to Tillamook and Lincoln County.
It seems like it takes so much planning. I know when Fred contacts me and says, Casey, we've got to update the schedule on the website. I mean, for you to plan all these stops, it just seems like such a large undertaking. it really takes a lot of work, doesn't it, to lay out all these routes and coordinate all these organizations?
Well, it really does, and the hard part is to try to plan things for the largest population. Mm-hmm. I wish we could make all the connections that everybody needs, but we've slowly enhanced services, and we have a really good public transit system.
Well, and I think what's interesting is to see that our Commissioner Bill Hall looks like he'll be using transit here. And let's look at that scenario, because we may have individuals who have a wheelchair, and you can accommodate those individuals. We know Bill Hall's in a wheelchair right now. How does that generally work for the disabled citizens, that they are able to use the services?
Well, first of all, we are fully accessible. All of our vehicles have wheelchair lifts on them, so that people with mobility devices mm-hmm. can get in and out of our vehicles. Also, persons who have a hard time climbing upstairs. Some of our people have knee issues or hip issues that make it difficult or impossible to walk upstairs. They're also able to use the lift to board the buses.
Well, we're talking to Fred Collazo. He's the operations supervisor of transit. Also, Cindy Bruce. Let's take a quick break. Come back, learn a little bit more about you and more about transit. Back with Lincoln County Connections, we are talking to Fred Collazo and Cinda Bruce of our transit department. Cinda, maybe you could put into context how transit has evolved in Lincoln County. You've been in the department for quite some time, literally have turned it into what it is. Where were you in the beginning, and where have we become? How far have we gone?
Oh, God, I've been with the program for almost 24 years now. I started out as a volunteer transit driver, actually, working full-time, basically, or volunteering mm-hmm. full-time. From the driving, I actually went into to dispatch, mm-hmm. Working under Norma Duval, who was my predecessor, mm-hmm. and worked up through the chain to program director. Now, when I first started the program, we actually had 5 just regular standard vans. Mm-hmm. They were used in the incorporated areas of the county, but we were unable to use them because we were unable to get insurance for the vehicles. So we had to put together a training program for our volunteers, because at that time we operated with all volunteer drivers, and we were able to start operations. And in about 1990, we started getting a lot of requests for public transit, mm-hmm. Not just senior disabled, but the general public was saying, we need some transportation too.
Sure.
And at that time, there was a 3-year demonstration grant that was awarded to the program, and we were able to start our intercommunity transportation. At the end of the 3 years, of course, we had to come up with some stable funding, so there were some ballot measures that went on, one to form the Transportation Service District, the mm-hmm. other to fund it. Well, the first go-around, we got the district formed, but it wasn't funded. That was May of 96.
Okay.
That's right. So then in November of 96, the county commissioners allowed us to go on the ballot again for one more try, and we were actually able to get a tax base in place. We received 9.74 cents a thousand on that mm-hmm. tax base. That gives me good funding for match for our grants, because the tax base only accounts for about right around 20% of my budget. Above that, I need to go out and do grant writing for operations, for buses, and the other needs of the district.
Have you seen the need for grant writing? Have there been more opportunities that began to evolve? Where does the incentive come? to expand services in rural areas. Did you see a shift anywhere politically that allowed for more opportunities?
Well, public transit is very important across the nation, and I think that was highlighted on 9/11, unfortunately,
mm-hmm.
back east. But yes, the public transit is very important, and both at the state and federal level, I'm able to pull down funding through the ODOT Public Transit Division and the FTA, Federal Transit Administration.
So lots and lots of grant writing. You must spend a lot of time doing this, and it's obviously very critical. It's complicated or easier for you now. What are the biggest challenges in that process?
Probably keeping up with all the projects, the implementation, and the reporting on the grants. When I first started, I didn't do so many grants, so I've kind of was able to add more and more. I also now have a grant administrator to assist me, which is very helpful.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yes. Well, and thank you for all the hard work you do there. Maybe we should shift in our last 7 minutes or so. Let's focus on Fred and talk about, can you demystify Dial-A-Ride a little? I know sometimes folks don't quite understand those services that are available.
You hit the nail on the head, yes.
What is the biggest misconception out there for Dial-A-Ride?
Well, let's start with what Dial-A-Ride is. Local service available in Newport and Lincoln City, but not between the two. Dial-A-Ride works by appointment. Call our office number and schedule a pickup. It's curb to curb, so that means they have to be out and waiting at the curb in front of their house. And we'll take them anywhere they want to go in their city. Shopping, doctor's appointments, mm-hmm. hairdressing appointments, work sometimes, as in the case of Commissioner Hall. Like all the buses, Dial-A-Ride buses are equipped with hydraulic lifts to assist with wheelchairs. And then when you're through, you call the office again. We'll dispatch the driver to come back and pick you up. It operates Monday through Friday between the hours of 8 and 3:30.
When someone needs the Dial-A-Ride services, is there a window that you recommend for making requests, or how flexible and quick is the process?
We'll take reservations up to a week in advance, a month in advance if it's a doctor visit. But the closer you get within that week to the appointment day, the better. It fills up in both sounds. So if you know you have to be somewhere, call.
Now, if you were a group that had an event, doesn't necessarily work for that. Is that correct, or does it?
No.
Well, we do not do charters.
Gotcha.
But
to
we
clarify
do have,
here.
We do have a local program, the Valley Retriever Bus Lines, who mm-hmm.
Can offer those services.
Who can offer the charter services, yes.
Fred, what else are you seeing sometimes that folks don't quite understand, maybe we could educate them about as far as transit services go? Any other top 10 misconceptions?
Well, I would like to shift to the Coastal Valley route, which is in a metamorphosis stage right now. We started out 3 times a week taking appointments and picking up people, and then taking them halfway to Corvallis and meeting a bus from Corvallis halfway and switching passengers. And then our bus would take them back to Newport and their bus would take them to Corvallis to the hospital or whatever. Mm-hmm. And now the bus runs a regular route from Newport through Philomath by Toledo, then Corvallis, up to the hospital campus and downtown, and then out to Amtrak and back. And we run 2 routes a day, and Benton County runs 2 routes a day. And as Cinda said earlier, ultimately it'll be every day, but right now it's Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And there hasn't been enough publicity about it yet, so I'm taking this opportunity to plug it.
And also, I would like to add that Historically, when we did this route, like Fred said, we would take reservations and go curb to curb in the Newport area to pick up persons needing to go to Corvallis. What I would like the residents to be aware of is that the curb-to-curb service in the Newport area is still available, but they do need to call the office and schedule a dial-a-ride. The dial-a-ride will then get them to our main bus stop at the City Hall, and the bus heading to Benton County will pick them up there and get them where they need to go.
You really will talk to people, work with people. We should really encourage them to call your main line. And what is that number again?
265-4900.
265-4900. There you get somebody from transit that can walk you through the options. If you don't see them online, and they are online as well, they're also online in Spanish. That's something new that we put together recently, which is nice.
And I would like to thank you for your assistance with all that.
Yes, absolutely. You're welcome. I guess with just 3 minutes left, would either of you like to offer any where we're going in the future, any things that are exciting on the horizon?
Well, we are going to a 7-day-a-week service from Lincoln County to Benton County, 7 days-a-week service connections with Tillamook and our North County bus into Newport. So we're really excited about the enhancements we're going to be able to provide. Also, there's going to be some infrastructure enhancements. We're hoping to get more bus stop signs up, shelters where they're needed, some kiosks with transit information. So we have a lot to look forward to.
And for those who are using the system, generally you guys are pretty much on the money, but sometimes there can be a little lag time here and there because of
traffic
situations. Folks need to be aware of that.
Yes. Yes. Well, you know, we do pretty good, but there are times we might get 10 minutes or so behind. And there are many reasons for that. There's road construction. As we all know, on weekends we get really heavy traffic, sometimes during the week. So there are certain instances it's just out of our hands.
Summer season.
Yeah, really.
Well,
we know when summer begins to get in motion. You can just feel it out there when you're on the road that things are starting to get congested. So if you've been listening to us today, we have been talking about county transit services. Once again, that phone number is
541-265-4900.
You can also Google Lincoln County, Oregon. And that gets you straight to our website. There are detailed schedules, maps showing you what your options are. Also, the inter-county options, getting to the valley. I think we've got things pretty spelled out on the websites. And
very nicely.
And really, if you have any questions, to call. If you're ever uncertain, give you guys a call. Double-check the website, compare the times.
Yes.
And it really works well.
And our office is open from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. for those calls.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your
My
input
pleasure.
On transit. So
thank you, Casey.
Thanks for coming on the program. That was Cinda Bruce. She's a director of transit, and Fred Colazzo, he's the operations supervisor. Thanks for coming on Lincoln County Connections, and thank you to you for listening today. And thank you to KCUP for allowing us to be part of this Lifestyles of the Oregon programming to bring you news, information, and detailed events that are happening in our community. Have a great day.